Father, we bless you this morning. We exhort you, for you are God, you are not a man. Thank you, O Lord Jesus, for your mercy and for your grace over our lives. We worship you. We exalt you. Thank you, O Lord, for your love that cannot be compared. Thank you for your mercy that is forevermore. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for you are good, you are kind, and your mercy is forevermore over our lives. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We honor you. We bow before you, O Lord. We exalt you. Thank you, Father. We honor your name, O Lord. You are worthy to be praised. We exalt you. Thank you for the light that shines upon our life, the light that shines upon our path. Thank you, O Lord, for the darkness of this season cannot overcome us. We worship you. And Lord, this morning, we are asking, O Lord, that you will shine forth your light upon us and you will bless us this day in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Praise God. Today is Tuesday, the 24th of February, 2026. I want you to bless the name of the Lord for his mercy. Thank the Lord for his grace upon your life. Thank him for his God and his God forevermore. And I want you to stand upon the word of the Lord and declare over your day that in the name of Jesus, I have set the Lord always before me. Because the Lord is with me, I will not be moved. In the name of Jesus, I set out today. His word says he will go before me and he will make every crooked place straight. In the name of Jesus, the Lord make straight before me every crookedness of this day. In the name of Jesus, as I go today, I go in the grace of the Lord. I move in the spirit of grace and favor. In the name of Jesus, the mercy of God becomes my companion this day. In the name of Jesus, as I go out today, I declare lines are falling onto me in pleasant places. Oh, in the name of Jesus, the Lord declare his blessing upon me, upon my storehouses. In the name of Jesus, the life of God is upon me. The life of God is upon my hand. Whatsoever I touch today, even though dead, will come back to life. In the name of Jesus, I declare today, I assess the provision of God for me this day. In the name of Jesus, I speak to you this day, you will yield your increase unto me. In the name of Jesus, the earth under me, hear the word of the Lord, you will yield your increase unto me. In the name of Jesus, as I walk upon you this day, I will not walk into any trap. I will not walk into any tragedy. I will not walk into any accident. In the name of Jesus, as I walk upon you this day, my labor is in the right direction. In the name of Jesus, I labor under the favor of the Lord. I labor under the mercy of the Lord. In the name of Jesus, I declare that the blessings of the Lord is upon the works of my hand. In the name of Jesus, I declare today the doors of blessing of this day is open unto me. In the name of Jesus, I assess the provision of God for me this day. I am not limited in my supply of help, for he has said concerning me that the Lord will supply all my needs according to his riches in glory by my Lord Jesus. Oh, I am plenteous in the help of the Lord. The grace of the Lord is upon me. This day hear the word of the Lord. All that is in you work together for my blessing. All that is in you work together in my favor. In the name of Jesus, I declare today any weapon that is put together to stand against me in this day, you will not prosper. In the name of Jesus, oh, the Lord is with me. The Lord is my light, is my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord God is the strength of my life. Of whom will I be afraid? Because the Lord is with me, I stand this day. I overcome every devices of the enemy this day. In the name of Jesus, I declare, lift up your head, O ye gates, and be ye lifted up, ye everlasting doors, that the King of glory may come in. Who is the King of glory? The Lord strong and mighty is the King of glory. The gate of blessings of this day is opened unto me. In the name of Jesus, I declare by the word of the Lord, surely his goodness and his mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord in the name of Jesus. In blessing, the Lord bless me this day. The Lord bless me. The Lord bless the increase of my labor today in the name of Jesus. The Lord bless me and bless my storehouses in the name of Jesus. Oh, I declare this day when others will be saying there is a casting down. My testimony is that there is lifting for me in the name of Jesus. Oh, the blessings of the Lord is upon me, is upon my land in the name of Jesus. I declare that my preservation is confirmed by the blood of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Praise God. Beloved, I want to remind you of our program that will be coming up this week, Thursday, by the grace of God, the 26th of February, 2026. I want to remind you of this program. The theme for the program is Arise, Shine. I'm inviting you to appear before the Lord in Zion and renew your strength. Appear before the Lord in this program and receive blessings, receive guidance to come and listen and learn from the Lord, to see the life that gives light that the Lord Jesus has deposited into you. So I want to invite you. It's going to be a wonderful time to gather together with the people of God on this day, Thursday, 26th of this month. By 12 noon, we are going to be there between 12 and 2 p.m. The Lord bless you as you come in Jesus' name. The venue for the program is at Olua Damilare Garden beside National Open University. That is behind Tafo Arena at Yokodo Junction, Songuelele Road, Ibadan. The Lord bless you as you prepare to attend in Jesus' name. Whatever the enemy will want to use as an entrance to disturb you or to hinder you from coming is taken away from you in Jesus' name. Amen. Praise God. I want you to lift up your voice and remember our brethren that we are praying for, that the Lord will stretch forth his hand and he will heal them in the name of Jesus. Father, we declare your healing upon our brethren, wherever they are, those that are in the hospital, those that are at home. We declare that your healing is upon them in the name of Jesus. Oh, our Lord Jesus has been beaten because of all this. I declare that by the stripes of the Lord Jesus, you are healed in the name of Jesus. The chastisement of your peace has been laid on the Lord Jesus, and by his stripes, you are healed in the name of Jesus. Your peace is restored. Your health is restored. That which the enemy has taken away from you is restored. The light of God shine upon you. The darkness of this season, the darkness of the kingdom of hell upon you is taken away. The light of God shine upon you in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Lord, we lift up our voice over this nation. We ask, Lord, let there be light. In the name of Jesus. Father, you would disappoint the work of darkness. You would disappoint the gathering of darkness. Lord, you would disappoint the works of the wicked. In the name of Jesus. Over this nation, Lord, break the scepter of the wicked. In the name of Jesus. The rod of the wicked over Nigeria. Lord, you will break them. In the name of Jesus. Father, break the rod of the wicked over this nation. In the name of Jesus. Give us peace. Let your mercy speak for us. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Praise the Lord. By the grace of God, this morning we are going to continue from where we stop on the subject of Arise, Shine. Our anchor scripture for the month of February has been from the book of Isaiah chapter 60, verse 1 and verse 2. And I have encouraged you to read the whole of Isaiah chapter 60. There is a revelation there that the Lord has for you for this month of February. Today is still 24th of the month. There is still 4 days left. There are revelations that the Lord is ready to give unto you. Sit down with this passage of the scripture and study hard. Isaiah chapter 60 verses 1 and 2. Arise, shine, for the light is come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon thee. For behold, darkness shall cover the earth, and gross darkness the people. But the Lord shall arise upon thee, and his glory shall be seen upon thee. Beloved, arise, shine. I want you to receive this word this morning as a charge for you this season, as a command for you to arise, to the place of light, for you to arise to the place of responding to the call of the Spirit of grace and supplication. Zechariah chapter 12 verse 10, he said he's going to pour out upon the house of Israel, he's going to pour out upon them the Spirit of grace and supplication. I am putting it out to you, beloved, today. Receive the word as a charge to arise as responding to the Spirit of grace and supplication that the Lord has poured out unto you. Arise and put on the garment of light. Arise and shine forth the glory of his word. Arise and show forth the light that he has given unto you. Let the light be seen in you and through you. John chapter 1 verse 5. The scripture says, and the light shines in darkness, and darkness did not comprehend it. Listen to me, dearly beloved. We are in a season where deep darkness, the scripture call it gross darkness, is upon the earth, because believers, we have refused to arise to the charge of shining. We have refused to recognize our place as a light that shines in the darkness of this age. Listen, there is no appearance of darkness in the place where there is light. As a matter of fact, the existence of darkness is the absence of light. You cannot give a permanent definition to darkness except that it is the absence of light. The reason gross darkness is coming upon the earth is because believers, we have refused to show forth the light of Christ that is in us. Receive this as a charge this morning. Arise, shine. You are a light. You carry the life that gives light. You are not just a light that can be quenched, but the life of Christ that is in you is a life that gives light. It's a life that transmits life. You carry the life of Christ that gives light. Arise, shine your light, for your light is come. The glory of the Lord is upon you. The glory of the Lord is risen upon you. All you need to do is to attend to the charge of the Spirit. Attend to the revelation of Christ to you this season. Darkness is upon the earth. Gross darkness is all over. Arise and shine. The light that is in you, darkness cannot comprehend. All they can do is to cover you with worries and burden of this time. But the life of Christ is in you that carries the light that cannot be quenched. Let me tell you, dearly beloved, the agenda of darkness in this season is to cover your spirit with darkness, is to cover your spirit so that there won't be revelation again coming unto you, is to cover your spirit with darkness, to weigh you down with so much burden and so much weight of worry that looks like reality, to take you away from seeking after the revelation of the light, to take you away from the place of shining. The scripture says the kings will come to thy brightness, to thy shining, to take you away from the place of being a source of light, to be someone that chases after the ephemeras of this world, and to allow you neglect the life that gives light that is in you, to make you look away from the spirit of grace and supplication that has been poured out unto you. That is the agenda, the conspiracy of darkness for this season. Beloved, I charge you, arise, shine. The enemy is at the gate. Arise, put on the whole armor of God and stand, shine forth his light. Break away from the entangles of darkness that is around your life. Shine forth the life of Christ that is in you. I am going to stop here, and trusting by the grace of God, if the Lord will permit us, will continue from here tomorrow. But I want you to go with this in your hand. Awake, shine the light. Oh, stand in the place of prayer. Now is the time to arise and shine forth the glory of the Lord that is in you. The light of God is upon you. Shine forth the light. The Lord bless you in Jesus' name. I pray for you this morning. The light of God shine upon you in the name of Jesus. The Spirit of the Lord awaken the grace that is upon you in the name of Jesus. As you go today, you become a light that darkness cannot comprehend. You shine forth and the glory of the Lord is seen all over you in the name of Jesus. You become a path of light to people wherever you find yourself this day in the name of Jesus. It is well with you in Jesus' name. Bless you with the blessings of the Lord as he has commanded me to do. The Lord bless you. The Lord keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you. The Lord be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace all around in Jesus' name. Remember, the coming of the Lord Jesus is close by. Prepare yourself for his coming. You are blessed in Jesus' name. Thank you and God bless you. Have a wonderful day.